the perilous world of mysticism, you must first study the basic subjects within your own understanding.
So what do we know so far about the narrator? We know that he's only 12, but he's very serious about his religion and wants to find out as much as he can about its history and its teachings. He studies the Talmud, the ancient book of Jewish laws that will show him how to be a good person. When he prays at the synagogue, he thinks about the destruction of the temple, which the Jewish people built around 2,000 years ago in a city called Jerusalem as their first place of worship. Another group of people, the Romans, ruled Jerusalem at the time, and they destroyed the temple out of fear and hatred of people who were different from them. The young boy is also interested in the Kabbalah, an advanced form of teaching that some Jews have used to understand the mysteries of God and man, but his father warns him to be patient and first learn the basics. Now let's see what else we can discover about these characters. Keep reading near the top of page 2. We're on the sentence that begins, "My father was a cultured..."
"My father was a cultured, rather unsentimental man. There was never any display of emotion, even at home. He was more concerned with others than with his own family. The Jewish community in Szeged held him in the greatest esteem. They often used to consult him about public matters, and even about private ones. There were 4 of us children, Hilda, the eldest, then B. I was the 3rd and the only son. The baby of the family was Tzipora. My parents ran a shop. Hilda and B helped them with the work. As for me, they said my place was at school. 'There aren't any Kabbalists at Szeged,' my father would repeat. He wanted to drive the notion out of my head, but it was in vain. I found a master for myself, Moshe the Beadle. He had noticed me one day at dusk when I was praying. 'Why do you weep when you pray?' he asked me, as though he had known me a long time. 'I don't know why,' I answered, greatly disturbed. Well, the question had never entered my head. I wept because of something inside me that felt the need for tears. That was all I knew. 'Why do you pray?' he asked me after a moment. Why did I pray? A strange question. Why did I live? Why did I breathe? Well, I don't know why, I said, even more disturbed and ill at ease. I don't know why. After that day, I saw him often. He explained to me with great insistence that every question possessed a power that did not lie in the answer. Man raises himself toward God by the questions he asks him, he was fond of repeating. That is the true dialogue. Man questions God and God answers, but we don't understand his answers. We can't understand them because they come from the depths of the soul and